With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome aboard. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And this show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, along with Pauly Howard. We're live in Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy show lined up today. Plenty of huge guests, including our buddy Indy Jeff Seeley on the PGA Championship coming up in about an hour. Pauly, recapping to begin today's show, a little bit of what took place last night with the playoffs, the early game on the East Coast. Knicks taking apart the Pacers. Never really a game after the first quarter. And a lot of talking points last night on TV. I heard it a lot of other spots elsewhere. And I know Van Gundy went off on the broadcast, like all these people talking about Thibodeau playing these guys this many minutes, how big of a mistake that is. The thing is, it's not a, he has to, right? We understand that he has to play these guys 40 plus minutes because he has nobody else. The issue that we have is when it's a 30 point game, you can take a seat on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you can go to the, you know, say Brunson, hey, take a seat, pal. Hart, we don't need you for 48 tonight. And they put everything into that effort last night, and it paid off. And, you know, buying low a little bit there on Brunson after a couple of games in which he was struggled, or he was either injured out there or just couldn't make a basket. He was back to the early season series Brunson that we saw when he's going for 40 every single night.
Well, Thibodeau did it again last night where you got guys on the floor in a blowout.
That's the part that I don't get.
I don't get it as well. You're right. The other thing is the haterade and Draymond Green calling this run a fluke. And you know, Brunson's not going to do it. He looked like a fool. He said Brunson's not going to go for 30. He had 28 in the first half as he filled in for Charles Barkley last night. 40-point games career in the playoffs. Brunson, 5 this year. That's more than Tatum, Lillard, AD, Embiid, and Kyrie have in their career. They're gritty. They're gutty. They outworked them. They out-hustled them. They killed them on the glass.
Exactly
it was a bizarre performance by the Pacers and Halliburton. McConnell was awful. Full marks to the Knicks for coming in and ready to go. And Thibodeau to put Deuce back in the starting lineup and let's go up-tempo and let's push. And that's I was surprised they did that. But it worked, and Thibodeau knows what he's doing. Great job by Brunson. And what Hartenstein's able to give him, where, again, you don't judge a book by its cover. You know, the hatred, what's going on with Joker for the last 4 years, it's absurd and ridiculous, but they wanted it more. And I hate to be the cliches, but 53-29 on the boards, plus 17 second chance points. The offensive rebounds, Hartenstein and Hart had more offensive rebounds than the Pacer team, and you beat them up in the paint as well.
I'll tell you what,
beautiful.
I mean, the whole thing with the Knicks has been about some of these guys emerging like a Josh Hart. How good of a player has Hartenstein turned into?
Uh-huh.
Not only reliable, but I'll say this, like
yes.
From 10 feet it in with that left-handed floater, I think it's going in pretty much every single time he puts it up at this point. So a force on the boards, like you said, was 17 last night. And that's the whole thing about this team is that they are going to outwork whoever they play. But it's amazing that we're talking about paid professionals, human beings. Now, this is not the case every single game or every series for sure. But how much home court really has mattered so far between these two teams in five games. And just because that game flipped from Indy in game four, where home court, they just blew them out. It was never a game. How they traveled to New York and has played in Madison Square Garden last night. And it just, they lost their minds. And it completely flipped and it was the exact opposite. So is that what we're going to get now in game six as we go back to Indy again and the Pacers are laying 5 here in this game?
Yeah. Knicks did a great job in game three. But then the Pacers made all the plays down the stretch, and then you get the miracle three. But what is Rick Carlisle doing? You can't have Nebhard on Brunson.
It's silly,
a disaster.
Yeah.
He's cooking them. He has no chance. And Carlisle is the last guy to know it, realize it, or refuses to adjust.
Wait, how has it taken long to see it, really?
I'm baffled. He's regarded as a good coach.
I know.
I don't know if he's being stubborn or whatever he is, but you cannot put Nebhardt on Brunson, and then he calls three timeouts early in the game, and it just gets the crowd louder.
Sure.
And the runs keep coming. So it was bizarre from Carlisle. So, yes, they are undefeated at home. You're going to get a different performance, especially from the others. And, I mean, certainly what Toppin, I mean, you look at the on-off number, the plus-minus disaster when McConnell and Toppin were out there as well. But
crazy.
If they're going to play like that with the energy and the energy the crowd gives them, and they can taste it now. One win away from their first conference final in 24 years,
sure.
Please.
Like that'll probably be a repeat performance in Game 7. I don't know if I want to bet the Knicks in Game 6.
Yeah.
And again, as we discussed yesterday, Doug Kazarian, our buddy, brought this up. He's like, you're going to get a big-time, full 100% effort from the Knicks tonight because they were blown out in Game 4, and now they have to put everything into this game because of a quick turnaround in Game 6 on the road. So I could see the Pacers blowing them out in
Game
6. Oh,
not so fast. You get that extra day, though. That's big because of the Caitlin Clark. They have the home game coming.
That's why. I'm sorry. That's why he said it.
Oh,
because then you have all these days to rest. And or an extra day of rest, I should say. Yeah, I screwed that up. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
You were going to get the full effort last night. And
right.
It was going to be complete opposite of what we saw in Game 4 in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Now, I can't say. Doug, I disagree. I don't want the Timberwolves in Game 6.
Well, if it...
I can't do it.
Specifically, if there's no Mike Conley.
Yep.
If Mike Conley plays, then that's going to change some things. I mean, we didn't know about that news until, again, how long before tip-off last night? But also, that was they have all of a sudden now the best defensive team in basketball. They have no answer. No, Hakeem Olajuwon was not going to stop Nikola Jokic last night. That dude was just that's who he is. I mean, that's why he's won the MVP three times out of the last 4 years, and easily could have won it last year as well.
Yep. If there's any negativity ever, if you hear any negativity about this guy, you know, the person doesn't know basketball and just shut off their podcast. Or
look somewhere else for content.
Well said. They have no credibility. And some of it is because of how he looks. Make no mistake about it. Because this guy is an assassin. He's the best player in the league. He's not close. He had 16, 7, and 4 in the third quarter. I've never said this before, but a great job by Reggie Miller pointing out, again, that the defensive player of the year goes over to Kyle Anderson and says, you take him. You guard him. You are the defensive player of the year. You should want that assignment. You can't tap out. This is what you signed up for. And you're the defensive player of the year. You have to try to guard and want to guard the MVP. That, to me, is unacceptable.
Oh.
But you couldn't stop him last night. And he goes for 40. And he just put on a clinic again. And what he's able to do. Only Joker now and Chris Paul, going back since the 70s. 40 points, 10 dimes, no assists.
No turnovers.
No turnovers. 40 points, 10 assists, no turnovers. Yes.
Yep.
Thank you. So it's what he's done. And that's, again, I don't want the Timberwolves in Game 6, how this is flipped.
What if Conley plays?
I still don't want him. Because I don't like the comments about, well, what are we going to do? He's so good. And they're giving him his flowers and what Ant said after the game. It's also what the supporting cast is doing, too. If Gordon's going to play like that. And knockdown shots, they're unbeatable.
And then,
I don't care if they play the Celtics.
You're also going to go from having Anthony Edwards score 44 and be the best player in Game 4 in a losing effort to shooting, 5 of 15 last night from the floor?
Yeah.
I mean...
Tough one.
That's not a winning formula. And Towns had, he was their best offensive player last night. So I would expect Edwards is going to show up in Game 6, but I'm not going to beat a dead horse today. I think, the point's been proven over and over and over again. Again... Just so it's clear, one last time, I did not stand to win a lot of money on Victor Wembanyama for Defensive Player of the Year. I had small bets on him. Doesn't even matter. It's irrelevant to me. This guy here to my right had a chance to win $20,000, $30,000, whatever it was. I know people with big time. I was fighting for them. I don't care. I was trying to fight for what was right on the air. And now I don't have, my case is closed. When you see the Defensive Player of the Year, tell Kyle Anderson you take him, and he has... I get it. Again, it needs to be said. I don't think Hakeem Olajuwon was going to slow down, and Hakeem Olajuwon is the best center I've ever seen play basketball in my life. He wasn't going to slow down Joker last night. But what you've seen in the series from Rudy Gobert, again, I said within 2 years, voters are going to regret that decision to give him it this year. If they're not regretting it already, then they should not have a vote as well. You got it wrong. You botched it. You screwed it up. And I don't even, that's it. I don't want to rant anymore because I've made my point 1,000 times. And if it's not clear to you, then you're missing it. You're missing out on what's going on.
There is zero intimidation factor.
None.
No one fears him. No one fears him.
There was one spot last night where there was a player down low. I forget who it was. He didn't go up strong when Gobert was there, and he passed it on a bounce pass that was turned over. That's the only example that I've seen the entire time.
Yeah, and the defense rests after game two as well. Doesn't play, win, blow him out, held him to 80 points. So they have to regroup, and they got to get a win. And it's high in some places. The Nuggets were as high as 19-1 to win the title after game two.
They were, I think, 8-1 to win the West.
Yep.
They were +150 to win the West before the game last night. Now they're, -115 to win the West. They're -450 to win the series now.
Mm-hmm. Watch out. But again, Murray got healthy. He's knocking down shots. What Pope is giving them, what Gordon's giving them. Porter's not even playing well. And I don't blame him going on with what he's doing in his personal life. But, you know, I thought Matt Eumanns was fantastic yesterday on the air, just pointing out you can sound and look like a fool this time of year. I mean, none of this makes sense. Minnesota starts out 6-0. They're blowing everybody out. Now they could lose. Now they're huge dogs to win the series. You see what's going on in hockey, which makes no sense. Boston wins after getting dominated 3 games in a row. I mean, it's been in madness what's going on. Where the Pacers series, I guess, is easy to explain with the home court. But how things have changed and how things have flipped here. And look at this Denver series now. And they could close them out. Minnesota lane 2.5 coming up on Thursday.
Again, Minnesota was -$7 to win the series after game two.
Yes. Denver was 5-1.
Anthony Edwards was +150 to win the finals MVP. And they were either even money or +120 to win the West.
Right. Tough night. And then the opening tip of the Knick game. I mean, what's going on?
Finally, Turner won one.
Turner finally wins a jump ball.
Yeah. And it was pointed out to us on Twitter that you could bet this, actually, at some spots, who's going to win the jump ball. Hartenstein's a dog, and evidently he's been a dog the entire time, unbeknownst to me.
Yeah.
So I finally bet it, loser.
Son of a gun.
That's what happens when you jump in on the streaks at the wrong time, I guess. We will react to Caitlin Clark's WNBA debut last night. How popular was the betting handle for her first overall game? I was stunned to see this quote from one sports book. Details next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.